Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International and Compass Group International. And today's podcast is sparked from a very interesting article that I read, and it's dated back on August 29th, 2020, and it was featured on MarketWatch. And basically, the article is "Help Me Retire," and she wrote a very short letter to a financial consultant. So I'm going to read this letter to you because this individual, which has a great profession as a nurse in the medical industry, she gets paid very well, but still she does not have enough saved up for retirement. So let me go into the article. So the article is titled, "I'm a 57-year-old nurse with no retirement savings, and I want to retire within 7 years. What can I do?" So the letter goes to, "Dear MarketWatch, I'm 57. I have saved nothing. It always seemed like there would be time, but here I am. I'm a registered nurse and make $80,000 a year. I'm thinking I could work for the next 10 years and save half my salary, 5 more years full-time and 2 more years part-time, in which I would be 64. That would get me about $400,000 to retire. Not much. I'm tired. Nursing is a hard job. I'm a nurse manager, but it's a mentally stressful job. I need a plan. My expenses are about $3,500 a month, including a $1,600 mortgage payment, a $400 car payment, and $500 in credit card debt. Thank you for your help, M." Then I'm not going to read the whole response, but I'm just going to read a part of it. And it says, "Dear M, you are right. This year alone has shown us how difficult and essential a nurse's job is. I understand how stressful it might be to work in this field and on the top of that be planning for retirement with little savings." And I'm going to go into her calculation as her response. "I'm not sure how you arrived at the $400,000 estimation. For simplicity's sake, let's say you work full-time for the next 7 years and save exactly half your gross income, which is $40,000, because her gross income is $80,000. That would be $3,333 a month, compounded monthly. You'll need a nearly a 10% rate of return, which is much more aggressive than the average. Many advisors try to stay conservative in their estimates. Some use a 5-7% rate of return. For example, so assuming you save that much every month for 7 years and earn 5% rate of return, you've had somewhere closer to $334,000. But even this calculation has its flaws. You won't have enough for your current expenses, as $3,500 a month amounts to $42,000 a year, and we need to account for taxes. Saving half of that money, she's making and living on $40,000, which is probably not realistic," said Rodney, a financial advisor at Gold Life Strategics Group. This probably resonates with a lot of you listening to this podcast right now, because the problem with Americans specifically is the lack of savings. It's just not ingrained within Americans, and it's not taught to us at a very young age to save. Where when you look at Asian cultures, it's taught to children at a very young age. I mean, myself, when I was young, my very first job, I had a paper route. I had 52 or 58 homes. And by the time I was a senior in high school, I saved up just from birthday monies and my paper route. I saved close to, I think it was like $15,000. And that is literally unheard of for so many children because, growing up with an Asian culture or an Asian background, my parents always save, where the Western cultures is quite different. It's about buying, and start building your credit so you can be credit worthy and have a credit card, and you should try this credit card first to build your credit. And that's just the wrong way to go, because look at how many Americans are in deep trouble. And here she is. I mean, she's 57 years old and she can't retire. And how many of you are in the same exact boat? And The reason why I want to bring up this article is because, like most financial advisors, what's the advice they're going to give? And let me scroll to the bottom. It's basically, okay, well, here you go. Here are some suggestions we advise. Look into the APR of your credit card, try to lower it, and then look at different types of investments, talk to a financial consultant, look at index funds, go to your employers and your employer-sponsored retirement accounts, whether it's 401k, matching and so forth, max it out. Talk to a financial planner, talk to a tax attorney. It's the same thing, but still, she's not going to have enough. Because with the rate of inflation, for an example, here in the United States or here in the UK, the rate of inflation, the average individual in that middle class is not going to be able to retire. They just don't have enough money. So now, what are some different options? And what are some options for you offshore, like here in Thailand? And I always tell people, and when you listen to my podcast, please go back to some of them, because the idea of these podcasts is help educate you to prepare you for this move. Because do you want to be like M, be at 57 or even 50, and you're like, oh crap, I don't have enough money to retire. If even my Social Security is going to pay you maybe what, $1,200 or $1,500 a month, in addition to whatever you have saved up, it's still not enough money. Because number one, her home isn't paid off. Another example, as far as a solution goes, is build up as much equity into your home so you can eventually, maybe down the road, do a reverse mortgage. I mean, for all that's no. I don't agree with so much of these things. First of all, if you are young, for those of you that are your Gen Z right now, your millennials, and you're listening to these podcasts, is I advise you, like I advise most individuals, I don't care what age group you're at, rich or poor, the very first goal that you should have is to pay off one home. And that's a huge mistake that everyone in all financial demographics make. I have seen extremely wealthy individuals that are worth tens and hundreds of million dollars that still have a mortgage debt because they're stupid financial planners and their tax attorneys say, don't pay off that $5 million home. Don't pay off that $2 million home, because you want to have a mortgage so you can write offs and you have tax deductions. No, and no. Because we're sitting in a pandemic that nobody could predict it. Well, actually, a lot of scientists have predicted that we're going to have a pandemic like this sooner or later, but nobody believed that it was going to happen in 2020. Nobody believed that's going to happen now. Well, you're seeing just 98% of just US companies that are severely affected by this pandemic. Well, I just read recently, I think a couple of days ago, MGM is laying off 18,000 employees, which were previously furloughed. And Las Vegas, I think, it still has the highest unemployment rate in the United States. So you can't plan for these kind of things, just like you can't plan for a natural disaster. You can't plan that hurricane coming in and wiping and just mowing everything down. You lose your home, you lose everything, and then you're hoping that your insurance company is going to pay for the damages to rebuild your home. But there are still people fighting for years and years trying to recoup some sort of money from insurance companies to rebuild their home. Or if you're in California, those savage fires, those multi-million dollar homes that can't be insured anymore down the cliffs of Malibu. That's why I always tell people, you can't plan for the future. You can't plan for natural disasters, for pandemics. You can't plan for your executive managers running your business to the ground. You can't plan for embezzlement in your company. You can't plan for your company being sued because something in a manufacturing, something happened and it killed somebody, and now you're being sued for hundreds of millions of dollars. You can't plan for these kind of things. And that's why I've always developed Plan Z for over a decade to my clients, is to prepare you for these type of things. Everybody needs to have a Plan Z. And what that Plan Z is, number one, you should have at least one piece of real estate that is fully paid off, free and clear. So what that means is, should another pandemic come, should you lose everything in a natural or not a natural disaster, let's get to that in a second. Should you lose everything because your company goes bankrupt through embezzlement, through a lawsuit, or just through mismanagement, you still have at least one home paid off. You still have a roof over your head. Because look at it. The pandemic has certainly shown of how many people that have made that mistake and then can no longer afford their mortgage payments, and now they're homeless. They're living out of their cars. And it's very, very sad. I recently, I think it was a couple of months ago, I was watching a video online showing a woman in San Francisco, which had a fantastic job making a six-figure income, get laid off, and now she's living out. Her and her daughter are living out of her BMW X5. That's sad. Because the American school system does not teach you for these kind of things. They do not teach you to save money. So when you have a home paid off, at least you have a roof over your head, and all you have to do is just survive by paying off utilities, your property taxes, and food. So that same exact person, that same person, M, if she were to look at her numbers, she can retire very, very soon. Because let's look back. So her calculations were slightly skewed, and her calculations should be more conservative. And even with $334,000, she could basically say adios to America and come here to Thailand and basically have a small home or a condo completely paid off and still have enough money to basically survive and live very well for the rest of her life here in Thailand. Because if you listen to my prior podcast, I've certainly shown you that there are real estate in Thailand is so inexpensive. You can buy a home for as low as $50,000 to $60,000. For under $100,000, you can live by the beach within walking distance of the beach. And I said it over and over again by basically giving ideas of what I, my wife and I, pay for our utilities, which is a fraction of what it is in any Western country. And then look, she has a huge car payment. We don't have a car payment because we use public transportation that's readily available and cheap. We don't have to pay for car insurance. And there are so many perks I talk about retiring here in Thailand that is not going to be available to you, to this person M that lives in the United States. Because let's say she gets to her point. She gets to her 60s and she has $334,000. But that's still not enough because she hasn't paid off her home yet. Her car is probably not going to be paid off. Or maybe it might. Yeah, actually her car will probably be paid off. But she has property taxes. The high cost of living in the United States. And then in addition to that is that the rapid inflation, food prices are going up. And it's not like she's going to be able to retire and go and get a facial and massage because she won't be able to afford that. And that's why I'm so adamant for individuals like yourself to really take this seriously. During this pandemic, you have this downtime to really look at your finances and really look at your life. As much as you don't want to, there's so many individuals I remember from my banking days when I would just talk to people and they don't want to look at their finances because they know they haven't saved anything. They're living paycheck to paycheck. How many of you are listening to this right now? You're afraid to look at your financial statement, your personal financial statement, because you have nothing saved. The only thing you have is debt and more debt. Very, very scary, isn't it? Excuse me one second, I'm just taking a quick drink of my coffee here. But the thing is, I have a solution for you. You don't have to sit there and basically get depressed. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in my 40s, I'm in my 50s, I'm in my 60s, and I still have to work for the rest of my life. When am I going to be able to retire? You can. You absolutely can. As I stated in my last podcast, a magic number after you paid off your housing expense here in Thailand, which can be under $100,000 per home, is roughly about a $300,000 per individual. So if you're in your late 50s, early 60s, $300,000 here will last you for the rest of your retirement life. I'm not going to go through all that because I don't want to keep repeating everything because sometimes it gets boring for listeners. But just please go back to some of my prior podcasts and you'll hear those exact numbers. And these exact numbers are current to 2020. So please, please really be serious about your financial future. And don't worry about, I guess that what I'm trying to say is that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But that light at the end of the tunnel is here in Thailand. Latin America, you're going to need more money to live on, because it's a lot more expensive to live there than in Thailand. And looking at other places, and again, go back to another podcast, I don't recommend Philippines. It's not a good place to live. I don't recommend other places like Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, because it's not built up enough. It's still very, very, they're not considered third world countries, but it's very, very undeveloped. And also in a lot of these countries, foreigners still cannot own real estate. It's a long-term lease. And then I don't recommend Indonesia. I don't recommend Malaysia. I don't recommend Southern Europe because obviously Portugal and Greece and Italy and Spain are often retirement havens for Europeans and those in the UK. But it's way too expensive. It's getting way too expensive to retire in any EU countries. Portugal is gorgeous, but it's expensive. Spain, the coastal areas, Alicante, Costa del Sol, great places to retire, but it's too expensive. So whether you're listening to this in North America, in the UK, in Europe, in Southern Europe, Australia, New Zealand, and you have the equivalent to about $300,000 to $400,000 saved up in equity in your home, in retirement savings, you can retire now. You don't have to say, oh my God, okay, so if I work 7 more years, if I work 5 more years, or I work 10 more years, or if I do this, I do that, or if I get a second job, or I do another side hustle and I do this, if you don't want to do that stuff anymore, you can retire now. And you retire happily. So this is a short podcast today, but this article just really sparked something in me. And it made me upset because growing up in the American school system has failed Americans in so many ways. And the biggest way it's failed us as Americans is not teaching us personal finance. How many times have you heard it when you're a child saying, build up your credit, build up your credit, get the secured credit card because it'll start to build up your credit. Oh, you should buy a car because it's going to build your credit. No. That's horrible. It should be save, 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 save. And buy a home, if you can, free and clear, but if not, put 20% down, not 3% down, not 5% down, not 10% down, put down 20% down or even 50% down. That should be your first goal. Not having a nice car, not having that brand new iPhone or Louis Vuitton purse. It should be home. Home should be your first bet. Then what do you do after you buy that home? You do everything you can to pay that sucker off. Even if you have a 30-year mortgage, you make payments as if it's a 15-year mortgage. Because if you calculate, as long as you don't have a prepayment penalty, the calculations of what you pay over time in 30 years in interest, even with the interest rates as low as they are now, it's mind-boggling. Mind-boggling how much you're paying. Don't do it. Don't get sucked into that. So rest assured, if you're in 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, even your 70s right now, with what little you have, what little you think you may have, as I stated so many times, if you're poor in your country, in your Western country, while you come to Thailand, you're rich. So I hope this podcast was helpful, and we'll see you in Thailand.